Yo, yo, what's up? We're back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, the homie Quinn, what's happening, fella?
What's up with you?
What's going on with y'all fellas today?
Chilling, man. Got it. We done brought the video back, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who liked it, who hated it, whatever, but if you liked it, voila. If you hate it, cool too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, check us out. We're going to be on the YouTube. Like and subscribe. Same page. And then, you know, we got our Instagram and everything in the link below. So, you know. But, man, fellas, NBA getting ready to start. I wish we could just really talk about the great
basketball, the great
NBA that it is. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, we're talking about something that probably everybody just over at this point. But what's y'all thoughts on the whole Kyrie situation? I can't even say Brooklyn situation because they drew the line. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Kyrie situation.
Right.
Man, it's like I've been saying the whole time. Like, you knew he was going to be the one. You knew he was going to be the one to have this issue come up. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been saying the whole time, it don't matter, you know what I'm saying, whether he get it or not, because that's on him. You know what I'm saying? That's his body. That's his preference.
Right.
Whatever. That ain't the issue. The issue is the timing. And he keep talking about, I need time to process. Man, that just sounds good. I don't hear that. You got time. You know what I'm saying? Get them folks an answer so they can move on. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And instead, I guess they just decided for him. You know what I'm saying? We're not finna sit here and do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're going to drag this on into the season. You know what I'm saying? So just so you can get this attention or whatever the reason may be, you know what I'm saying? And then you want to make your decision. They like, nah, we're going to go ahead and make this decision for you. You're not playing. But this what I want to ask y'all about that, though, real quick. So they're not going to play him at all, even though he's allowed to play road games. But let's just say this goes on the whole season. You get to the playoffs, you in the conference finals against Brooklyn. KD ain't having his best game. James Harden ain't having his best game. Well, it sure would be nice to look down there on the end of that bitch and say, hey Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? Go get us a quick 16 right quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm with it. You know how I feel about team chemistry and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's super important. You know what I'm saying? I think it's one of the biggest things in sports. So you need that team chemistry. So I get why they just moving on. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, we ain't talking about no scrub. We talking about, like, what I feel is one of the most skilled basketball players I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? From just a strictly skill standpoint. So, man, it just frustrates you, man, because you like, man, this
dude. You know what he can do.
Yeah, but like I said, at the same time, I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's your body, and you don't feel comfortable with it. I get it, but
you know what, Kevin? I agree with that up until he said what he said. When you say he's not anti-vaccine, he want to become a voice for the voiceless.
And he ain't even using his voice.
Exactly. There's been people out here protesting them vaccines since the vaccine got approved. So who are you speaking for?
Right.
Like, what's your angle, buddy? For real. Right. Like, what are you talking about right now? Because even though you said they made the decision, technically, this is carrying into the season because he could pop up at any time, say, I'll get the vaccine and then be in the rotation. But does it happen 10 games in? Does it happen after the All-Star break? Does he come back right before the playoffs? Like, they're still messing with him.
Nah, man. I'm with y'all. And it's different, you know, like, even when a cat get injured, though, right? So, you know, like, they're like, man, he injured. When he come back, is it going to throw off the rhythm? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So even that, but you ain't tripping because somebody hurt. They hurt. But in a situation like this, it's just like, and this is the part I think that people, I heard some people comment, you know, whatever. Yo, nobody got an issue with how you feel, dog. If that's how you feel, I think, you know what I mean? I think Brooklyn being more than, like, understanding, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I just don't.
It's,
No.
I think it's got a lot to do with his past history. If this was KD, it wouldn't be all over the news that way. I think it would be easier to deal with. Even if it was James Harden, it would be easier to deal with, because with those two, their past history is they play unless they're injured. You know what I mean? You don't have all of these personal issues, all of this, Kyrie just going to call in and say, I ain't coming
today. Even before all the COVID stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's got a lot to do with Kyrie's past history. You know what I'm saying? So
that's it. That's a good point, because them two cats going to hoop. Like, they're going to hoop.
Yeah.
Period, point blank, they're going to hoop.
And I got one more thing to say, bro. Like, the turn, Quinn, what you laughing for? I just hate to hear him always say it's bigger than basketball.
That's his favorite phrase now.
You know what I'm saying? Because I get it. Some things are bigger than basketball. I get that. Basketball is not the most important thing in the world. But at the same time, him and a lot of other people disrespect the game a lot. The game is done a lot for them and done a lot for even people like us. Like, that's my enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the, you know what I'm saying, most important and most fun things that I can do in my life. You know what I'm saying? Is sit there and watch basketball, watch, you know, any sport that I enjoy. So I feel like they really disrespect the game a lot when they say that, man. I just get tired of hearing that, bro. Like, it's bigger than basketball. No, basketball done a lot for you, bro. Basketball changed your life.
Exactly. And you know what? He says bigger than basketball, but if he's not out there on the floor, they're going to eventually forget about it. They're going to stop asking for interviews. They're going to stop asking questions about it. And then, not that he's going to be forgotten, but he's not going to be a topic of conversation no more.
Right.
So, I mean, he's eventually going to have to come back to regain that platform that he's not even using right now.
Right.
So, yeah, I get it. Like, I think there's a time to say something that's bigger than basketball, and that's during the offseason. Like, if you're doing stuff during the offseason, like this type of stuff, you can say it's bigger than basketball. Right. But when it's time to play, which is what gave you that platform in the first place, then it's not bigger than basketball.
It's the reason we know the name Kyrie Irving. If it's not for basketball, you just know the dude on the street. You know, different from me than I am. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that, I just hate that term. Bro. I mean, that's just one of my pet peeves. You know,
I feel you. Like I say, it ain't a really. I mean, I think, you know, like you said, right now it just ain't applicable, dog. Like, it just ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It just really not in this instance, bro. Like,
you know, to me, the person who should be saying this is bigger than basketball is Carl Anthony Towns. Somebody like him, his situation is bigger than basketball in terms of the vaccine and COVID and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got him. You got Maya Moore, who showed versus, yo, man. And I already loved Maya Moore just as a basketball player, but what she did.
Yeah,
bro. I'm talking about much respect, bro. Like,
right?
Cause you know, like, I've been following her since she was in high school. She loved basketball, bro. You know what I mean? But to do that, I'm talking about, bro. She in her prime,
right?
Yeah, at the top of her game.
She just made the top 25, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you ain't heard nobody yet say, she could have waited and she could have done this. Because that's respect. But she said, I'm not going to disrespect that team either.
So she what did I'm gonna the right do, way.
I'm gonna take this over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Right. But and it just sucks so bad, like you say, because, bro, like I texted y'all the other day, I was watching some highlights and I'm like, boy, I would be so mad at this dude because he is raw.
I'm telling you, man.
He is wrong.
You just watch him, like during that finals with Cleveland and Golden State, dude. Especially when him and LeBron scored 40 points in that same game.
I was say, yeah, they had 40. Ridiculous.
In terms of skill, I'm talking all the time. In terms of skill, Curry's top three to me.
He right there.
In terms of just pure skill,
But think about this, y'all. He be posting up.
Exactly. He do it all. Yeah.
He do it all. Offensively, he do it all.
Mid-range moves.
Yeah. And probably do the best finisher below the rim since like Rod Strickland or somebody. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, have you ever seen him get his shot thrown? Like, ever?
It don't happen. It's funny. Me and Mike was talking about that one day. About, have you noticed how slow his jumper is? And it still never get really contested or blocked.
But think about this. He don't even move. He move quickly.
Yeah.
But it's like in a box when he do whatever.
His handle's so tight. There's no wasted movement.
Right. But it ain't like, you know, John Wall just like,
yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Like Russ, like yo, he ain't, it's different, bro. Like he like.
It's hard to explain. It's like you're trying to find the words now. It's hard to explain.
Who can you even compare him to?
The closest is Isaiah Thomas, but but just the finishes though, like in his left hand, right hand, like in the moves, he got so many moves, bro.
Yeah, I don't think Isaiah could play around the rim like he played around the rim. I don't think he could. I mean, he was close, but I think Kyrie got him in that area. But that's the only comparison you can make right there as far as point guards.
Yeah, finishing like that, like. Now, KJ was a great finisher, but it wasn't as finesse as, like.
Yeah, it was more athleticism then.
Yeah, man. But I don't know, man. That situation is.
That just shows you how great of a ball player he is. We went from just beating him up and then just turn around and just start, like, talking about how great he is, you know?
Because the thing of it is like, we don't hate the man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and that's the part, too, I hate when people, like, nobody disliked the dude. And, like, I heard somebody say, like, he has done great things. You know what I'm saying? Like, the paying tuitions and the giving the WNBA money, the salaries and the HBCU thing, all that is to be commended. You know what I'm saying? But everything got a place. You know what I'm saying? And so, man, I don't know. But I just hope, I don't know, man. I wish him the best. You know what I'm saying? I just... This ugly.
You know why you hope that though, Mike? Because think about it. If this team is at full strength with the moves they made, like think about what they could put on the floor every night.
And that's what. And then you just made a key point though with the moves they made, bro. Veteran Millsap. Nah, he ain't the Utah Millsap or you know whatever. But hey,
he can give you. He can give you a good 10 to 15 minutes.
He's gonna give you solid give you 8 minutes, to 10. Especially when they get late in the season. And, you know, when you in that playoff run, you need that big rebound or you need that defensive stop or whatever, because that was an area they lacked in last year was rebounding. You know what I'm saying?
They got Patty Mills.
L.A.
That Patty Mills pickup was like, especially now.
Exactly.
So I think who was that to make that comment? It was like, it's not fair to Patty Mills, you know what I'm saying, to have Kyrie in and out of the lineup.
And Quinn said, hey, he gonna go crazy now.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't got no other choice. I mean, he didn't, and that's the thing, he didn't come to that team to be in a role he's in now. He thought he was gonna be that veteran point guard off the bench to get Kyrie a rest, but it's his show now.
And guess what? He gonna say, if y'all didn't see me in the Olympics, look at me now. I'm telling you.
How old is Patty Mills?
I don't know. He got to be right at 30.
Yeah, 30, probably 32 or so.
Something like that.
I don't know. He was down here for a minute.
Because he was in Portland first.
Portland, too, yeah.
And he went there. He knocked it down, though, bro. He consistent.
Yep.
Always have been.
I'm talking about he hit big shots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come off the bench like, yo, all right, this is what I got to do. All right, yeah.
That could be his only shot of the game, the last 5 seconds of the game. He going to hit that ball.
And it's a dagger. You know what I'm saying? But the Crank Up Tuesday, Zion hurt. What? Let's talk about that for a high second. Like, We are fans, you know what I mean? We like Zion and everything like that, but are we ever going to see his full potential?
It depends on whether he lose weight or not. That's what it comes down to. You remember the story about Charles Barkley, how Moses Malone told him, "You fat and you lazy. That's why you don't get to play." So in Zion's case, you fat and you lazy. That's why you stay hurt.
But he ain't got nobody to tell him that, though.
He got nobody telling that. And I guess there's no, you know, real veteran leadership there that, you know, to get him right. But, man, he too big and too explosive, you know what I'm saying, to keep taking that pounding like that. Every time he jumped, I'm scared.
Yeah, because you know anything below his waist could snap at
anything. If he come down wrong and just twist the ankle, just, you know what I'm saying, this man is what, probably 280 pounds.
Out, man, and got him pushing 3 bills now, dude.
40-something inch vertical. You know what I mean?
But think about what you're saying, Kevin. It's taxing on the small guys. That's explosive like that. Baron Davis said that.
He said he dunked way too much when he was young. He said when he first came to the NBA, he dunked way too much.
So, and they weren't nowhere near his size. Now, they was explosive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they weren't his size.
Them guys probably had half the weight coming down on them as he does right now. Because Baron Davis in his prime was probably, what, 180, 185 pounds? We talking about a dude that's pushing 300 pounds, man.
And I'm talking, like Kevin said, every time he jumped, he is, like, he's so explosive. But this is the thing people don't think about, right? Even when he running, like when he pushing off that short,
he blew out that shoe. That's how.
But think about like fast wide receivers, like the ones that's lightning flat fast, like the track fast. Yeah. They stay with hamstrings and stuff because all that torque. They don't even have that kind of weight. Man. Bro, you got that kind of weight and he's so fast, it's so explosive. It's
crazy how explosive he is. Man, that's like Aaron Donald jumping up and dunking like that, bro. Like, that's a big man.
That dude huge, bro. And it's like, you look at it, and I was watching, the Calvin Johnson thing, and the time he had hurt his back. And I forgot who was the quarterback at the time. I don't know if Matt was there. But anyway, he went up to catch the ball, man, and he just fell right on his back. Boom! He thought he was paralyzed. But Calvin Johnson was 6'5". He is 6'5". No, 200 something.
About 230.
So imagine that, though. Like Kevin said, every time you scared, because imagine if he go up and don't come down, like, right. You know what I'm saying? Well, or even like you said, Quinn, even if he do, something could go, bro.
That's the thing. To answer your question, Mike, like, how many years we had him in the league? What, this is going to be his fourth coming up? Like,
Third.
Mike, I'm 50-50 on the question you just asked. Like, are we ever going to see his full potential? Because of where he's at in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. If he was on the team with at least one veteran big man or one veteran who could get in his ear a little bit, he'll have anybody in New Orleans. So it's all him and his circle, whoever that is, in his ear. And nobody's going to push him to get to that point. Now, I'm sure he works out, but he needs some kind of program to be in during the summer. I don't know, but he can't continue to play at the weight he's playing at, because his body's going to start to break down quick.
How much is he working out, really, if you almost 300 pounds? And
you just got that physique. It's just like, I'm gifted. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But that's a good point, though, because you hear those guys talk about, you know, the veteran guy that got him right. Like KD talk about what's big boy from Kansas? He played there, KD. No. The one that played in Seattle when KD was there. Him and KD was like the only one.
Nick Collins?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Nick Collins.
He talk about
that's what I meant to say. I don't know why I said Scott Paul.
He talk about all the stuff Nick Collison like taught him. But if you know a person looking like, what Nick Collison gonna teach KD? A lot, bro.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but when you know what, so that's a good point, Q. Like, if you don't have them vets, and you know, we know
The NBA it ain't about the skill. It ain't about the skill at this point, because we know you got the skill. It ain't about the person who's giving you advice having the exact same skill. That veteran, he know how to work the league. He know what it feel like to play an 82-game season and into the playoffs. He know how to reserve his body while he's even on the floor, like LeBron James and whoever else does, conserve energy while they out there playing. He doesn't do any of that. Like, every jump he takes on the floor is at maximum strength and maximum
power. High as he can.
Exactly. Every single time. You don't have to do that. Just like Kevin said, Baron Davis said, he done way too much early in his career, and it broke his body down. Yep. The same thing is happening now. Because he is spending way too much energy on the floor right now playing for New Orleans. I mean, I can see if it was the last 10 games of the season and they fighting for a playoff spot, but I mean.
Yeah. I mean, unless you Russell Westbrook, you can't really go all out like that all game. Man, he a machine. Though. He's a
he don't know no better. Yeah, he know better, but
plus,
he don't feel.
And plus, he's lean and he in great shape, too. So.
True. And then, like you say, he just built – some people just different. Yeah. Like Adrian Peterson, we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, tears ACL and come back and run for like 1,800 yards. Like, what
in 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people just – Frank Gore, tell you, both ACLs.
Right.
In college before you even get to the pros and play a million years in the pros. Like, you know, some cats just they different.
Feel
like,
different.
Yeah. So, man, I just hate it because that's another one you just want to see. And if you look at the number of games he's played compared to Ja Morant, right? And it's like, man, you know, you hate that, but let's see, man. We'll see. I'm speaking of rest, they was on his head a little bit the other night because, Kevin, you say it all the time, he was turning the ball over crazy the other night. I know it's only preseason, but
– it don't matter.
When it's, that's what I was going to say. When it's something that you – that's what he do, right?
It don't matter.
Yeah, we got, at this point, like 11 years of film on that, man.
Yeah, it is what it is with Russ at this point.
He gonna win you a whole bunch of regular season games, and he gonna have triple doubles, and you just gonna marvel at him. Like you just gonna be, oh man, Russ is just, I love watching Russ, and Russ one of my favorite players. But man, I'm telling y'all, at the end of the season, when the game on the line, he gonna try to play hero ball, and LeBron gonna end up choking him out. I'm telling you.
Listen. I'm gonna ask y'all this real quick. Can y'all see a scenario late in the playoffs or whatever, where they sit him down and have Rondo in them?
Yes. Wait. I can see a scenario where they should. They're not going to do that.
Because
of that cachet.
Kim, I don't know, man. Rondo got the rings. Rondo got it. I understand
Vogel
that.
Vogel ain't got the balls to do that. He ain't got the balls to do that.
Russ missed the L.A. too, bro.
Yeah, and he
aggressive. Man,
he Rondo,
though.
It ain't about Rondo.
Yeah.
It ain't about Rondo.
I'm with you. That's why.
Can you imagine what Russ would do to that man if he did that?
That's the thing. You can't care about that, though.
He going to do exactly the same thing he did it with Billy Donovan when after Nipsey died, and he got that. That 2020 game, right. And Billy Donovan tried to take him out. He said, "No, I ain't coming out."
Right.
He do the same thing. He ain't coming out.
Yeah, it'll be tough. But
I'm telling you, man.
You're right, Kevin.
I'm telling you, you're gonna be mad. I'm telling you, as a Laker fan, like, you're gonna love him during the season. At the end of this season, when they might even be in the final, when it comes down to it, you're gonna be pissed off, bro. I'm telling you.
Man,
my word.
Hey,
I just like at some point, man, you just gotta recognize, like, you don't have to press, because that's his thing. He just started pressing, man, and he just started making mistakes.
No,
like,
you gotta recognize he is who he is at this point. I'm telling you, we've been watching this up, man, whole career. He's a hero, man.
I thought you liked him.
I love Russ. But he's his own worst enemy, man. He believes so much in himself that he just messed everything up, bro. I'm telling you, He mean well, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like he trying to, you know what I'm saying, sabotage nothing, but he just can't help it. He's like, nah, I got this. Y'all watch out.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
just don't work out.
You don't think LeBron can have any influence over that?
He can try. In the heat of the moment. Hey, man. Russ don't take no bad seat to nobody.
I think Bron can help it, though.
No, bro. I don't see it, bro. I'm telling you.
Cam don't think Russ listening to nobody.
He don't. So, I get it. LeBron's an all-time great. He should listen to LeBron. He should defer to LeBron. But Russ don't know how to do that, man.
So, I got them going to the finals, though.
Okay.
I mean, too.
I think everybody do, depending on health. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If they're healthy, nobody but Brooklyn can beat them, in my opinion.
That's on Vogel too, though. I mean, he's gonna have to manage them minutes.
I don't think that matters.
Yeah, they good, bro. And AD look good, like he got his body right. If he can stay healthy, he the key though. If he can stay healthy, I think that'd be fine.
Because who really gonna challenge them in the West? Like, I mean, they're the Clippers,
Utah. Okay.
All right, Kawhi about as bad as Kyrie in terms of showing up. So
you'll be there in the skybox.
I ain't gonna be there.
I ain't gonna be like me calling in the morning. I ain't gonna be able to make it this morning. Come on,
playoff P gonna be there too, Kev.
Hey man, that's my boy. Y'all know Paul George, my boy.
Who
Paul
gonna be there?
Hey,
Q, who gonna be there?
Playoff P.
I ain't gonna hate on Paul, man. He did what he could do last year.
Nah,
when Kawhi wasn't there.
Hey, I fooled with Paul though.
Yeah, we'll just mess with you, man. I know how much you love him. I wish I could just sit down and watch you watching him when he had one of them 3 for 37 games. Man. Keep shooting.
I'd be so hurt. I'd be so hurt.
3 for 37.
But that's the thing, though. You know, I always say he ain't like Ben Simmons. He'll have a bad game.
Yeah.
But instead of going 1 for 5, Paul George 3 for 20. He ain't scared. They just don't go in. He have a bad game. You know what I'm saying?
In a playoff situation for my top player, though, I take that 3 for 20.
That's what I'm saying.
You got it. So,
but yeah, I mean, you got to have the Lakers. The only question is are they going to be healthy?
Yeah.
I still like Brooklyn over them in the finals, though. I feel like KD and James Harden, that's too much pressure for anybody to handle.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of pressure.
They would have to – unless they could find a way to slow down the possessions.
And I don't foresee Joe Harris just going to cold like that again. People were talking crazy. Like, I don't think he was, and I'm usually that guy. Oh, he was nervous. I don't think he was nervous. The ball just would not go in.
He missed the shots.
Guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He missed a layup and was like, you know what? I'm done. Take me out.
But he was still taking them, though.
Nervous is what Ben Simmons did. Just stop shooting. That's
when,
nervous.
Yeah, and passing out of a dunk when you got Trae Young in front of you.
Yeah, that was
bad. Get off about that till you just mentioned that.
Yeah, that was bad. But I don't think Harris was nervous. He just couldn't make nothing. But you know, yeah, they're gonna be tough. They're gonna be tough, man. I'm ready for the season, man. I can't wait till Klay come back.
Any sleepers for the season?
I was about to ask y'all that too. Miami, maybe.
Chicago will make some noise. I don't know how much noise in the East.
I like that Chicago team. I don't think they can really do nothing with the top team, but I do like that team.
Yeah,
I enjoy watching that team.
Yeah,
I say that. Do y'all think Milwaukee can contend with Brooklyn? Did we just forget about Milwaukee? Was that a fluke last year because of the injuries and all of that? Or
I wouldn't even call Milwaukee content. I wouldn't call them a fluke. I would say, though, constructed as they are now, if Brooklyn is healthy, then I would say that I would say that's a 4-2 series win for Brooklyn right now, even without Kyrie.
I'm gonna say
this. Still got that house in Milwaukee, though.
I'm gonna say this. I know. Giannis went crazy, and Chris Middleton, he
shut me up.
He did his thing, bro. He shut everybody up.
Big time.
Not just you, everybody.
I love it. I love it too. I love to see a player do that. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Step up like that.
Bro, he will hoover. Cause like I say, a couple of them games, if he don't do what he do, they lose.
Yeah. And he did it in crunch time too.
Yeah. Even with 50 from Giannis, they still lose if he didn't make them play. Mm-hmm.
And that's the crazy, but yeah. And then, but now one thing I hate they lost PJ Tucker. Bro, that dude, you just don't know.
He went to Miami then.
Yeah, he went to Miami.
And hey, what y'all think about them?
Miami, they got a WWF. I'm old, so yeah, they got WWF squad, bro.
You know, I'm not a fan of Miami.
They gonna beat your ass.
I'm not a Miami fan. They just
why not? What they built?
It's ugly.
I'm just not a fan of that team. Like, I'm not a. First of all, I'm not a big Jimmy Butler fan. Like, I think he good. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't like Jimmy. He don't fool with Jimbo, man. Nah, I love Jimbo.
I think he good. I just don't think he's like a top tier player that can get his team over the hump like that. He's a second. Like let's say if Jimmy Butler would have stayed in Philly, and him and Embiid, you know what I'm saying? I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that combination.
That would have been tough.
But him being the main guy, I don't like him as the main guy. I think that, you know, they're a playoff team, but that's about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't take them light, though.
Yeah, for sure. That, to me, like, they they're around, like, kind of what Atlanta is. You know what I'm saying? What I expect Atlanta to be.
5-6 seed.
Yeah.
What you think about New York?
I think they kind of fall off.
Dude. You think it was a bit of a fluke last year?
Yeah, I don't.
They got killed, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
You think Randall gonna keep it going?
I hope he do.
Hey man, I think that's him.
You think you finally comfortable where he at?
Yeah, that dude.
Finally. Especially with him being a guy right now, he confident too.
Listen, Quinn, I'm telling you, Kevin said this when it was unpopular. He was like, I don't think the Pelicans should have got rid of him. I know they want Zion. I know Zion box office. He was like, from a basketball standpoint, and I love Julius Randle anyway, and I was like, I see what you're saying, but then when he started doing what he was doing, I was like, yeah.
Because they basically, him and Zion are basically the same player, really.
Well, he's a better
He's more
scorer.
Developed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He can score, he can shoot, you know what I'm saying, consistently shoot. Zion more explosive, but I think Zion probably make plays better, you know. But I mean, Julius Randle was out there getting triple doubles, so you know, I mean,
he's more well rounded player.
There you go, yeah. And then he's bigger, he's taller too, so he's not affected as much. He learning how to Zach Randolph on the block, you know.
So, The reason I say I think New York fall off a little bit is because I think the East is better as a whole.
Yeah,
true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they don't make the playoffs, but instead of being I think they're a play-in type team.
Yeah, 7-8 seed, 7-8-9.
What we know about Boston?
That's a good question. Nothing.
What they signed, Dennis Schroeder?
And Jason Richardson. I think they just suspended Marcus Smart. Yeah.
You mean Josh Richardson?
I'm talking about Jason. I'm stupid old. I'm old as hell. I'm talking about Jason. They signed Jason Richardson.
Back to the 2005.
He probably still dope.
Bro, if they signed Jason Richardson, then I'm finna go get me a 10-day. Nah, yeah. But that's, I don't know. I'm just, I'm waiting on Tatum and Brown to just become like them guys. And I think they got a good relationship, unlike a lot of parents that we see. It seem like they demeanors and they mesh well. And it seem like both of them you know, they vibe with each other. So I'm ready for them to just tear it up. You know what I mean? I think injuries is killing that though. Because
Marcus Smart, I saw suspended.
Yeah, he got suspended for something. The team, I think, suspended. But I'm just waiting.
I think he's a big part of that team too. I think he.
And I'm telling him.
Man, he a real big part of that team because he gonna do what he gotta do. He don't care about, you know what I mean? If you need me to lock up, you need me to score, you need me to pass, whatever, he gonna do or something. But I'm pulling for him. I like them. I got a new coach. I like Brad Stevens, but you know, when he
was missed a flight. He was just spinning for that one game.
Oh, okay. Cause see, I think they around right what we were saying, New York and Atlanta, yeah. Because like we don't know about Philly. Like if they didn't have to be in a similar situation, you know what I'm saying? I would say Philly is a top four seed, but you don't know right now.
I was just about to ask y'all about that little situation now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. Who knows?
Does he play to start the season, even though he's there now?
Listen, I think he play. I think they make him play.
I think he hurt. Look, my foot hurt.
Yeah,
I'm going to the game. Flies here,
like you said, sitting in the press box.
Yeah, like Kawhi would.
Now he might sit. Look, and I don't know why Kawhi was in there, but yeah, Ben probably sitting in the box on the rear.
Nobody on the bench like him. I was sitting
under. Yeah, I think they have to trade him. I don't know. Like,
they got to.
And even
but to who though? Ain't nobody paying the price they asking.
Yeah, but you got to come up off. You got to take that loss or something like
that, man, because you have
a franchise center. Like you have an MVP caliber center. Like you got to do something with that. You can't let that man's career go to waste.
Cause he injury prone too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you got to get it while it's hot.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like I feel like you got to take that loss and find something. You got to find something.
What though? Like, what would you put? What would you trade for Ben Simmons? Would you want to get another
point guard?
Player like he is? You need
shot creators.
Yeah, you need somebody like Dame. You ain't getting Dame, but you need somebody like that. Yeah. You need a Dame, a Steph, a Kyrie. You need – I know all the names I just named probably ain't happen, but you need one of them cats.
I feel like they would have been cool if they could have got a DeMar DeRozan type. You know what I mean? Like, I know it ain't a lot of DeMar DeRozans out there, but if they can get a player that can create like that, I think that would have been cool.
How many players out there like that though? That would
in free agency them? Only one.
But. See, they should have tried. See, they tried to go for the gusto. I would have went out there, D Fox or somebody like they tried to go for Dame. They ain't giving.
Yeah, you but I don't think Sacramento would do that either.
True, because D Fox was hooping last year,
cornerstone out there.
Yeah.
Philly trying to get equal value. I don't think they're going to get it.
Yeah, but I know. The thing is, I think they can get equal value. The problem is they value him too high.
That's what I mean. Yeah. They value him at like a Durant, Giannis type of level, but he's not that.
His value is CJ McCollum. That's his value.
Michael Porter Jr.
Which is really good.
Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, really good.
Because I love both of them. You know what I mean? But
CJ McCollum to me is perfect in Philly. But.
Oh my gosh. Because now what's going to happen with him is he's going to open up his game more. Because he can play the one and the two.
Right.
He just played the two because he with Dame.
Yeah, perfect.
But we saw when Dame got hurt, but CJ was holding it down, you know. But he'll be great there. But I don't know.
The only reason I throw him out is because I always hear him in trade talks too. And I think Portland need to do something. I think they need to move on from him. I think they need to change up what they got going on.
They need a bigger wing. That can score. They was about 3 years late on Melo. They should have got Melo way earlier when Dame first tried to get him.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what they need. That's what they've always needed, though. A big wing that can fill it up. You know what I'm saying? Those don't grow on trees, but you know.
That's why I keep bringing up the DeMar DeRozan name, because I feel like he could have helped so many contenders. You know what I mean?
Now, if he would have gone out there,
that not a superstar, but an all-star that can get you 25 plus.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But at the same time, he wanted to be in Chicago because he wanted to play with Vucevic. You know what I'm saying? They played in college together. And that's a nice squad with LaVine and, Lonzo. That's a nice squad. Who else? Patrick Williams?
Yeah, they did. Was my man from L.A., Caruso?
Yeah, Alex Caruso.
My boy from Carolina. They got some
nice pieces. Kobe, I don't know how good they're going to work as a team. But
I mean, top four seed, I can see that.
Yeah. In the East?
Hey, man, LaVine a problem, bro.
LaVine a beast. And with that kind of help around him?
Yes.
He scored the ball. Bro, he's scoring bunches.
I'm interested to see how they play, though. Like, what positions they play. Because they got a lot of the same players, really.
Now, that part they do.
That's true, but think about this. Like, Lonzo don't need the ball at all. You know what I'm saying?
That's part true, too.
He don't need the ball at all. Which is
going to open, my bad, LaVine and Kobe White, because they both scores.
Whew. Yeah. LaVine can do whatever. He can go out and get you 40 if you want him to.
So y'all see Lonzo playing point of white?
Lonzo.
Kobe 6'5 and can stroke it.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see him switching ever, though?
Nah, for what? I mean, Kobe Lonzo is your lightning rod off the bench.
And Lonzo perfect for any offense. They just be fronting on that man.
Because if you put Kobe in that starting lineup, and you have too many aggressive players in that starting lineup that need the ball, you know what I'm saying? Lonzo gonna take one score off of that lineup and give you a facilitator that can get everybody involved, because you're playing with three other scorers. Because don't forget, Vucevic is a scorer too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he can get buckets.
He get, you know, busy. I mean? Then look, you're gonna get Kobe White and just be Nick Van Exel, Nick Van Exel in Dallas.
That's a good comparison.
And then Kobe can just score, because you got Alex Caruso coming off the bench too.
I would bring them in together every night.
they got some players.
That's a tough squad. It's gonna be all about defense for them.
They're gonna score 120.
They don't give up. They're gonna score that ball. I promise you, Zach LaVine, an all-star this year. Watch. I promise you, you're an all-star this year. He guaranteed to average 25 plus. Easy. Because you can just see it, man. He's so confident right now. He don't feel like – you can look at him and tell, he don't feel like nobody can guard him.
And he's going to have –
he played like that in the Olympics too.
Yeah.
He's going to have multiple 7 three-point made games.
He get hot.
Stephen Clay hot too.
Yeah,
and go just start going crazy. So, yeah, man, I'm ready for it. But look,
why are you smiling, Mike?
I already
know what you about to do.
Well, we just gonna switch gears a little bit. You know what I mean? I just gotta ask y'all a couple things. Hey, listen, Q, you ain't got to look like that, man. You know what I mean? It happened to the best of them, you know. The Aggies, though.
Yeah, you go ahead and go first, Q.
Look, man.
Oh, wait. Before you go, let me ask y'all, did y'all know this? Did y'all know that day was 11 years to the day did South Carolina beat Bama?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't know that. That was crazy. Steve Garcia and them. Alshon Jeffrey.
I told my neighbor across the street who went to Texas A&M. I told him probably Wednesday. I was like, dude, I ain't feeling this game this weekend, right?
Right.
I told him that, and he was like, man, y'all gonna kill us. I'm going over there, but I'm just going over there for the tailgate and the barbecue, and I'm coming home. Man, this dude, Saturday night, I hear something outside. This dude outside blowing his horn, screaming. I'm like, I ain't even going out there, man. You know what? This team is young. I don't be wanting to listen to Kevin Well, even though I know he be right most of the time about this team because right. He knows sports. But I knew it was gonna happen. I didn't think it was gonna be Saturday though, and it almost was. So that was my only thing about that game. As many mistakes as they made, they still almost won. But the thing is that team is so young. I don't know if they come up against competition like that again, if they'll be able to overcome it. So I was hoping that they would be able to make it to Atlanta without a loss, because I really don't feel like they can beat Georgia right now. And if they made it to Atlanta without a loss, they would still get in the playoffs, but they got to beat Georgia now if they make it to Atlanta. And the reason I say if is because I could just see this team, the way they perform said, I could see the same thing happening at Auburn at the end of the season. and it getting to another close game like it was 2 years ago with Matt. And the ball just started falling off Roy like it does all the time. But, yeah, it's Kevin called it. I mean, I hate saying it because you know every damn thing. But
no. No, man. People see the Bama name and the Bama brand, and they expect the same thing every year. So everybody looking at it from just a Bama brand standpoint, they're not looking at the product on the field. And I'm telling you, this is not the last time they're going to lose this year. They're going to lose at least one more game, probably against Georgia. You know what I'm saying? But the talent is just not there in the right places, bro. And if it's there, they're not playing it. They playing the wrong guys or something. I don't know, but I'm telling y'all, they
don't
need
look it. Right. Is what you're
they
saying?
Need
they
a
don't
game right. changer at running back. Like Brian Robinson is a good tough back. You know what I mean? Like he gonna get you them tough 7 yard runs and them 13 yard runs, but you need a game breaker with this type of team, bro. Like there's no
somebody can hit the 80.
You need a Derrick Henry. You need a Eddie Lacy. You need a Mark Ingram. You know what I'm saying? Najee Harris.
So let me ask y'all, what's the most troubling spots to y'all on the team?
Linebacker.
And the injuries, that's huge.
Yo. It's not even outside linebacker. It's not Will Anderson. It's not Drew Sanders. It's the middle. It's Harris and T.O. Tito. It's those two. Because I expected way more out of them than we've been getting the whole season.
Yeah. What's up with Trey, man?
Trey is
just not confident yet, just not healthy, just
he's not confident.
He's been through a lot.
He's not picking up blocks at all in practice. That's why he's not been on the field. And I've seen that from multiple sources. That's the reason. Because you know, especially you know the type of offense they run, that RPO. You got to have a back that's going to pick up that blitzing linebacker or that D lineman that gets free, and he's not doing it. So that's why he hasn't seen the field.
Right. And A&M was blitzing like crazy the other night. I actually saw a couple plays where it wasn't even nothing Brian Robinson could do. He actually he blocked one of the backers. He turned, his head. Yo, I felt sorry for him. He blocked him. He turned his head like, what the heck going on? Like, he had actually literally, I mean, he was like, he like, nah, I know damn well. But it just, you know, that was just one of the things they said more than you could block. But so y'all say running back and linebacker.
For me, it's linebacker and receiver. Now, I know I just told y'all they need a game breaker at running back. But for me, it's receiver. They have one option. And that's Jameson Williams.
But Mechie.
Okay, see, Quinn, I see the look on your face, Quinn. Tell me what you think.
I got that look because I just heard some snarl in the background. That Champ?
That's Champ. You know, that's my guy.
No, Kev, I get what you're saying, but I get what you're saying. But I think Jameson, the last couple of weeks, has kind of taken out. I think it's the offensive line, though, is the problem. Because if you look at it, the penalties they had the other night, that kind of lost them the game. Because that fourth down they were going to go for, it was like 4th and 3. They had to lose that because Chris Owen jumped.
Oh, yeah.
He jumped 4 or 5 times that night. He's 37 years old and still – look, that's another story.
I get that, but Q.
That was huge, though.
Q, how many big plays have you seen from anybody not named Jameson Williams?
They had 4 first rounders at the same time. You're not going to get that on the team every season.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I'm saying you got to learn how to play without that. That ain't going
to
happen.
And they don't have a running back to do that. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. basically, all you have is you have a deep threat, but Metchie ain't really living up to the – and I've never really been a big Metchie fan anyway. Like he's straight. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't think he was one of them guys that left.
He's not.
Yeah, Mike, they were trying to put him up to that, though. I never saw that. I thought the plays he made was because of the other guys on the field taking the attention away from him.
Yeah, and you got Jahlil Billingsley, who I like, but he a knucklehead. He dropped the third down pass.
It was him and Chris Owens, two old veteran guys that contributed to them losing that game.
At the end of the day, they're just not good enough. That's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? And it's understandable because you had a run. Yeah, well, that – and you've been on a run for 8 straight years with no gaps in any of these positions, really. Except maybe QB.
Especially.
Except maybe at QB, but they, they always made that work. But now there's a gap in the skill positions. You know what I'm saying? And it was bound to happen at some point.
And Kevin, it's not even a gap in the skill. It's a gap in experience. So a lot of the reason why Hall ain't playing, why Holden ain't playing, is because they just haven't shown that they can be trusted on the field. Because you know Saban, he got a complex playbook on offense and defense.
What about JoJo?
It's the same. He's young. He's having a hard time picking up the complexities of the slot position. That's the only reason Slade's on the field, because he knows the playbook from front to back, left to right. That's the only reason.
And everybody can't come right in and be ready. Everybody ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, you got a Ja Hall. You know what I'm saying? You got Ja'Cory Brooks. Like, there's talent there. And I mean big-time talent. They're not ready. That's why I said there's a lack of talent at the skill positions. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because think about the difference between those two guys we just named, them young guys, and John Metchie. John Metchie is nice, right? He's like how Jarvis Landry is in the NFL. I call him a Jarvis Landry clone.
Nope.
Like, really, good. But if he's your number one guy, you kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I already told you how I feel about Brian Robinson. You know, he's solid, but in college, solid ain't really good enough unless you got, like, a whole stable of solid backs.
Like he Brian Robinson has to get the ball, and this is just from a rushing standpoint, at least 25 times to have an impact on the game.
Yeah, like when the defense is worn down.
Exactly. With Najee, you could get him the ball passing and receiving 20 times, he's gonna have 175 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And make a huge impact on the game. And Najee's a game changer.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but that was — I will say this. I do have to get our boy Calzada some love, because I thought he was done. When he threw that touchdown, I thought he was out of there.
Yeah.
And he came back out and ran a first down. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? But Dom,
He got out. Saban got out coached a little bit too, because them adjustments that he made them too late. He would have made adjustments in the first half. Instead of waiting until after halftime.
That ain't uncommon, though.
I mean, y'all gonna get out Nick, though.
What you mean?
It ain't uncommon for Nick to get out coach.
Kevin always says this.
Nick Saban is a great team builder. Nick Saban is great at building a program.
He always said it.
And putting a stamp on a program. You know what I'm saying? and having that team take on his personality. But in terms of in-game coaching, in-game adjustments, that ain't uncommon for him to get out coached. It happens a lot. Well, it's a lot, but it happens.
His ass made one I wish he wouldn't have made.
Yeah, put Tua in.
He didn't want to do that. He was forced to do that. He didn't have any choice but to do that.
I wish he would have got out coached that day. Nah, man. I was but let's say you look at it, they still fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it don't mean nothing.
Yeah, they'll beat everybody else, you know what I'm saying, and roll on.
If they take care of business, it means nothing at the end of the day.
Yeah, after a couple of injuries from Georgia, yeah, they should be right in that game at the beginning of something.
We're getting them off the field in the third quarter. Hey,
I'm gonna tell you something. The only way I can see Bama beating Georgia is if Steady stay out there. And he had one of them games where he only threw for 75 yards.
Man, they got 837 running backs, though, kid.
I know it.
Jesus Christ.
I know it. And each one of them going to have 83 yards rushing.
They got 800 running backs, 47 tight ends. They don't even need any wide receivers.
Hey.
And they got the best defense in the country.
Exactly.
Listen,
they got the 85 Bears defense.
Hey, he learned from the best, man. He learned from Nick.
I've been telling you, Mike, if y'all don't win it this year, you just need to hang it up.
Listen.
Mike, y'all win this year. I don't want to talk about Georgia football no more.
Listen, man. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just enjoying the season.
Like, if you look at college football this year, though, it's not really a dominant team. Georgia's probably the closest you're going to get to a dominant team this season. That's like dominant on both sides of the ball, or even close to it. They're not, Georgia ain't really, I don't think Georgia's really showed what they can do on offense yet, just because they've been in and out injury wise, especially JT.
Yeah.
And then wide receivers haven't been at full strength. The only consistency has been tight ends and the running back. So you can't really be explosive with those. But
yeah,
I think Georgia's probably the most complete team this season. I think the only thing that can trip them up is, like Kevin said, if JT goes down with some kind of fluke injury, it seems like if you sneeze on him, he's going to be out for a game. But
Well, he was hurt coming into the season. I didn't know. But now they managing it properly. And I think if you could get by this weekend and then have a bye week.
Did you just say get by this weekend?
Yeah.
Man, come on, Mike.
Listen, man.
Hey, that is one of them sleeper games, though.
I'm telling you.
They do be playing. Kentucky do play Georgia tough.
Every year, bro. And they tough. Mark Stoops is – I'm telling you.
But most of the time, they play Georgia tough until, like, the end of the third. And then they
play
Georgia tough to the end of the first change of possession.
They got them two running backs, man, and they actually throwing the football this year. I'm telling you. Mike. Now, two of their D linemen out, that's going to hurt.
Mike. This defense look like the Alabama 2011 defense. You see it telling me about Kentucky right now, man.
Listen, in it, Tank scores, sir.
Mike, man, go take that shirt off.
Oh, no, I'm rolling with the dog.
You see how he do me? When I be, like, skeptical about Bama, you know what I'm saying? He be like, man, relax, relax. Now you see how he doing.
Yo, Mike,
he's scared.
Doing the same thing, Mike.
He's scared.
He's doing the same. Hey, man, nah. Kentucky got two. Kentucky got two defensive linemen.
Listen,
got two defensive. Nah. We're talking about Kentucky basketball, Mike. We're talking about Kentucky.
I'm telling you, I gotta respect their opponent. Y'all know.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, now, okay, I see they coach. Play them tough, but unless they playing in Rupp Arena, then I ain't really too much worried about it.
Well, listen, real quick, talk about, we talking college football, man, the Red River rivalry. I said it right. How about that?
That's crazy. I had turned from the end of the game to Quinn. Quinn sent that message. And by then, you know, that they had already, Texas had already pulled it off, but. I mean, Oklahoma, but what y'all think about Spencer Rattler?
You couldn't wait to ask that question.
Hey, Mike, he didn't talk about the game. He just went
straight. No.
Yeah, because
it's so weird, bro. It's so weird. That would have been like last year if Trevor Lawrence would have came in and just stunk it up and they put DJ Uiagalelei in there. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, Kevin, from a media standpoint.
Brother had that dude number one in the draft. But
for people who know better, we know Spencer wasn't on that level. You know what I'm saying? But like they had him as the number one overall projected player taken, and you get benched for a freshman. But and a freshman brings you back.
The only thing that got him to that ranking, Kevin, is Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts,
Kyler Murray,
and Lincoln Riley. That's the only thing that got him there, because people just assume that because he's playing at Oklahoma and because he's in that offense, that it's just going to – the next person is just going to step in, throw for 350 yards a game, 47 touchdowns, and have him and lose in the first round of playoffs like they do every season.
Yeah, for real. But that's a good point.
This guy ain't the same player, man. He's not them. Because one thing all three of those guys had,
they can move.
First, they could play. Second, they were some dogs. They were going to go out there and make plays regardless, especially Hurts and Kyler Murray. Baker Mayfield, too, for that matter. This guy just don't seem to have an attitude like those other three guys.
Nah, for one, he's too cocky. For two, he can't move. He looked like Phillip Rivers back there in the pocket. He can't move. You know what I'm saying? He get real jittery when pressure get on him. Right. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's his biggest thing. I hate quarterbacks like that.
Yeah, it's definitely weird, man. Like to see that, like you said, it would be that way. Like if that was Lawrence, you know what I mean? It's just like, yo, like this is crazy. Like
right.
Yeah, it was wild. And I tell you what, Caleb Williams, he bad. Everybody knew that. You know, he's a bad boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one pass, when he hit Mills, I'm like, you can't be serious, bro.
Yeah.
And he
ready. And you can't help. I know, like, Lincoln then cut off all the media contact with this week because one of the student reporters then got some binoculars and wide practice. And saw that Williams was getting all the first team snaps, so he didn't cut all the media access stuff, so he don't have to answer that question. But everybody know you don't have another choice but to start Williams this week.
He should be getting all the reps because for one, he can move. He has a running aspect to that offense, so he opens that offense all the way up.
Just like who, Kevin? The last three Heisman Trophy finalists.
Exactly.
And then what he first time he touched it last week ran a 66 yards for a touchdown. Insane, exactly. Bro. But then look when he came in. What he had? 300 yards?
Mm-hmm.
Three touchdowns, something like that. And didn't play but like the end of the first half in that one play. It's crazy.
And you know why I think Rattler's done and why his father's probably saying that they're going to see what they're going to do after January 10th, which is basically saying we're going to transfer somewhere.
And man, we'll be in Arizona.
You saw his reaction to that court, to that touchdown.
Mm-mm.
Now, compare that to the reaction that Jalen Hurts would have when Tua would throw a touchdown.
Jalen built different, bro.
Built different. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Rattler is not built. Unless he's put up on a pedestal, he can't perform.
Yeah,
Jalen. I don't know how he be doing what he do, cause he got a lot of. I don't know.
Yeah,
you heard him. You just take crap and then flesh it and move on.
I don't see how he do it.
He's different. He's different. Like, oh,
I'd have been all in my feelings about all them situations he went through.
Man, I would have. It would have been
ain't
so
no
hard
way I would have came back to bump.
So hard for me to just talk to Tour, Nick Saban, anybody.
Anybody.
Devontae Smith, why you caught the ball? You should have dropped.
Right.
Georgia, what y'all doing? How y'all leave him open? I'm mad at everybody. Why y'all leave them that open?
Exactly. Why y'all don't get open like that for me?
Yeah.
Like, not everything.
The thing, not only did he come back for a whole season, he had to come back in and win an SEC championship the very next season.
Right.
In this, against the same team, in exactly. the same place. Oh, no. Nah. I've been over there acting like Mike Jones.
Now he hurt
y'all out.
I'd have been saying that while I'm going back. Oh, yeah. Oh, now y'all want me to play. Yeah.
Now you want me to come win the game for you.
But man, that's it's tough because they're young, they kids, but you know, at the same time, that's what it's like on the next level, too. So it's a little bit, you know, a little bit of teaching moment. But
can y'all see him making to the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, he will just because of the name at the end of the day. Unless he goes somewhere else and just think it up.
From Oklahoma or from somewhere else, though?
From Arizona.
Yeah. He ain't going back to Oklahoma.
I feel like he's going to go somewhere else. I don't think he's going in his draft because it just ended too bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's going to end up going somewhere else. And it would be better off going out west, putting up some numbers, you know what I'm saying, and then going into the draft. Yep. Even if you go to like USC or UCLA or somewhere like that, put up some numbers out there, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know.
Somewhere where the heat won't be so hot on.
Yeah, because Oklahoma is just like the Southeast. It's just like Alabama, Georgia, you know, places like that. Texas, you know, they love their football out here, you know what I'm saying?
They for real.
The same way we love it, you know what I'm saying? The talent, it might not be as much talent in the state, but they love it the same way.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of
tradition.
A lot of tradition, prestige, all that out here.
Yeah, they there for real. Yeah. So real quick, man, you know, we gotta wrap, but how wild was that Ole Miss Arkansas game? That was crazy. And I wish KJ Jefferson would have just ran that two-point conversion. He could have beat that.
Would y'all have called that play, though? Would y'all have gone for two?
I would have gone for two, but not that play.
I didn't see nothing wrong with going for two.
But what was the play? They had three bunch receivers. Y'all on the 5 yard.
Right.
Y'all on the 5 yard. I don't know what that was, man. That was terrible.
I like old Sam Pittman, though.
I love Sam. Sam, my guy. You know, hey, that whole offensive line that UGA Sam recruited.
I know.
For sure. I love Sam. Yeah. But
they should have won that game, though.
They should have won it. They should have won that for sure. Yeah. But, we got to wrap, man. I got to take off. But, look, check this out, though. I do got a couple. Shout out to the Kyle Pitts, man, balled out. Got his first touchdown. Hey, he looked good.
On my bench.
I saw, hey, you still want me, though, so it ain't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
I think I won both games this weekend, actually, but we ain't talking about that. Go on.
You told me up. I ain't going to even lie. Yeah, about time. And what else? Oh, yeah. Shout out to the WNBA, man. Finals, the conference finals was crazy.
Candace Parker.
Man, she, woo. Then the game with the OT last night.
That was good, though, wasn't it, Mike? I'm talking to you right now, Mike.
It tied it up 1-1. And shout out to the Braves, too. Shout out to the Braves, yeah.
Again, Mike, we ain't talking to Kevin. Kevin, go ahead and hang on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, if y'all was talking about Chipper Jones or somebody, boy, I'd be all over it.
Mike, let's jump in the time machine and go back
15
years.
I can tell you everything you need to know then.
And prayers out to Robert Dillingham and his family, man. That whole situation.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I hope that gets strained out. That's tough, but
I hate that, man, because they gonna end up messing with that kid's future, man, if they don't straighten that out, man.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. And that's it. And Jay Fields got the working his way in.
What was the outcome on the injuries? He out for a while? I ain't even know it yet.
Nah, he cool, man.
Starting this weekend, right?
And Joe Burrow had a weird injury.
Yeah, he did. He had to go to the hospital, but he left the same day.
He had a throat contusion. That's how the
game. Yeah, I heard he them. On, he on like
voice rest.
Rest or something like that.
I never heard of that.
Did something hit him in the throat or something? Did something hit him in the throat or something?
Man. I know that would suck, though. He was like, what they going to do, silent count, though?
Yeah.
He can't talk. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, okay. But, man, next week we're going to get into, we're going to see what they do this weekend, but we're going to get into the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, that's my guy, Pete Holman, but.
That's a long topic we have to discuss because there's something off of that team right now.
Yeah, it is. The NFL great right now, though, by the way.
Yeah.
How crazy was that Green Bay Cincinnati game? Aaron Rodgers, man, good lord. But Kevin, you told us relax week one because after that, dude, he teared it up. Devontae Adams, yeah, they balling. But
that man been the best receiver in the league for the last 2 years, man.
He's been top three for a while anyway.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got, fellas. Y'all got anything?
Nah.
We'll be back.
Hey, coming
for you, Mike.
Hey man, we'll be waiting. Hopefully, we're gonna look. We got to beat Kentucky, got to beat Florida, got to beat Tennessee. Still got some tough ones. Georgia Tech.
Can he do this? Say he still got some tough ones.
Man, he just, you know how it is.
You started sounding like Kevin White now, Mike.
He just talking, bro. But look, the difference is I actually mean it when I say it.
I mean it too. Y'all crazy.
He don't mean that, bro.
But look, that was another episode. Let's take notes. Got the video. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Like, subscribe. We'll be back. And we'll get at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Take it easy.